Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning and welcome to a new week. It is Monday, April 6th. Big Bay Mornings checking in while we shelter in place. My name is Benny from the home studio. Greg from his living room. Hi, Greg.
Good morning.
Producer Art, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up? Sal the Rat on the boards, hitting all the buttons, as he says. Thank you very much, Sal. Everybody have a good weekend?
No. He says buttons.
Buttons.
Right. He says buttons.
Buttons.
No T's. Only D's and buttons.
Like he's from New York. That's how they say it over there in New York. Button. Button. Like Joe Button. Hey, how's the weekend, everybody? Good?
You know what I noticed about the weekend? It still flies by, even though you're in quarantine. Like, you know that everybody's like, oh, the weekend always goes fast. It still always goes fast.
Yeah. Yeah, you blink your eyes and it's over. But at least no alarm clock. You gotta love that. For morning people, especially if you're listening right now at 6 a.m., most likely you're up early on a daily basis, too. I mean, it is nice to have no alarm for 2 days. I do love that. That's the best part about it. Producer Art, you're good? You're healthy?
Yeah, man, I'm good. I'm feeling good. I got these crazy allergies, so everybody always thinks that I have coronavirus, but I don't. It's just seasonal allergies.
Thank you very much. You don't know if you have it or not because you haven't been tested.
I don't have any of those symptoms. Just, you know, in the morning when I wake up, I'm a little sneezy, but otherwise I'm good.
Let's not be dumb about it. There are plenty of people who are asymptomatic. That's why we all need to do our part and stay home.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, did you get that stimulus check yet, Art? You get that deposited in your account yet?
I did not, no. I thought Sal did, though.
Yeah. I sent these guys a screenshot of, like, obviously a fake picture going around, and it's like, it looks like your Wells Fargo, you know, online banking shot, and it says, you know, your COVID stimulus check deposited, but beneath it are, like, other charges. One's, like, RedTube. The other one's Pornhub for $300. It's all these inappropriate websites that Sal the Rat often visits, I believe. Sorry, I'm trying to get this home studio going here. My mic is acting crazy. Hold on, I'm still setting up. I apologize. All right, let's get this thing started. Of course, the money, we have it for you. So Friday, Fernando got a big winner, yes? Is that correct?
He did, yeah.
Okay, so I believe it was like $3,000, another huge winner in the Secret Sound. So now we have a new sound.
We do, which we have not heard yet, at least us, and we'll do that at 8:20 and 9:20. Is it $1,200 in the jackpot right now? I believe that is correct. Mm-hmm. So $1,200 at 8:20. And $1,000 going to be up for grabs here in about 3-4 minutes. We'll look for caller 9 to play the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. 10 questions in 60 seconds. You could win all the money after we start you off with a little Mariah. I figure a Mariah Monday feels right.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Let's do it with Michelle calling in from Fremont. Good morning and welcome to a new week, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. How was your weekend?
Exciting. I went to Disneyland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were there, too. I can't believe we didn't see you.
Yeah.
We had the park to ourselves, didn't we? It was fun. No lines.
Oh, I wonder if you could do that virtually. Can you just watch videos of Disneyland online and pretend you're there?
Hey, there's so much virtual stuff out there these days. It's like I took a BART trip.
Are you an essential employee? Are you heading to work? Are you listening from the house?
Or I just get up really early in the morning. I take care of my son and my mom, so I'm at home.
Good for you. Thank you for tuning in to us this early. Let's try to give you $1,000.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
Can you restart?
I told you
to play the timer and start the game, yeah?
My bad.
Sal, so here's how it works and been working for 2 years. Benny says when to start the game, okay?
Right.
All right, Michelle, 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right within that time, we're going to give you $1,000. You can pass on a question if you don't know the answer. We'll come back to it if there is time. But we got to go with the very first answer you give us to a question, okay?
Gotcha.
And Sal the Rat, now is the time to hit that button. Let's start the game.
Ready, set, go.
How many donuts are in a baker's dozen?
13.
Spell allegiance.
A-L. Pass.
True or false, Brazil produces the most coffee in the world.
False.
What sport did Andre Agassi play?
Tennis.
What is 50 minus 17 plus 33? Who sang My Heart Will Go On?
What's her name? Celine Dion.
Pearl Harbor pulled the U.S. into what war?
World War One.
What Bay Area city is home to the Winchester Mystery House?
San Jose.
Cairo is the capital of what country?
Egypt.
Yeah, we made it through nine.
Only made it through nine. Let's go through them. Not going. There's the song. There's the song for you. This was a bit of a sinking ship this morning.
I know.
Oh no, of course, right? That's always the way to play. Like, as soon as when you're playing, you know, in the car or listening at home, you get all 10 every single time, right?
Listen, you got the last four right. Let's go through them. A Baker's Dozen, that is 13. Allegiance, that's A-L-L-E-G-I-A-N-C-E. It is actually true that Brazil produces the most coffee in the world. Andre Agassi, he was the first hot tennis player that I was in love with when I was a teen. 50 minus 17 plus 33, that's actually 66. This song you're hearing right now, My Heart Will Go On, it is Celine Dion from Titanic. Pearl Harbor pulled the U.S. into World War II. You said that first before you changed it, so you get that one right. Winchester Mystery House, that is San Jose. In Cairo, that's the capital of Egypt.
All right, Michelle. Thank you so much for listening at the house and playing this morning. Have yourself a great day and be safe out there, all right?
You too, guys. Love you.
Bye. Love you back. Bye, Michelle. We will play again, this time tomorrow, or of course in 1 hour. We'll do it again. 7:10, Big Money Minute, $1,000 up for grabs. When we get back, we're going to roll commercial free.
And you know what? Stop playing that song now. I mean, my God, we have enough sadness.
I want to talk about new hobbies and or skills that you've maybe picked up while we've been sheltering in place and stuck at home. Have you picked up any new hobbies or doing anything new? I want to talk about that. We being myself, my wife, and daughter, are all doing some new hobbies at home. So I want to go around the room, check in with you guys, and then open the phone lines. Anything new that you're doing right now? 888-456-9970. And please share, because you might inspire somebody else to pick up, a new hobby or skill that you're working on. So give us a text or a call, and we'll come right back, and we will share those. Hang on.
This is Big Bay Morning. Get up.
Wake up.
Get up.
Hey. All morning.
Stretch it out and wakey wakey. Welcome to the day. 6:21 a.m. on a Monday morning. And Big Bay Morning's coming to you live as we shelter in place. And while you've been sheltering at home or stuck at home, have you picked up any new hobbies or skills? Texts are coming in. This is a big one, and this is my, I don't know if I would say a hobby, but something that I've been doing more, yoga. A lot of people are starting to do yoga for the first time, and I'm definitely part of that.
I thought you were learning how to be a bartender.
Well, I already had those skills down, playa. I'm just, I'm now using them much, much more. But yoga, yeah, I've been doing that since I think we started last week, and we've done it every night, like a little 10-minute yoga at night.
10 minutes?
Yeah, we're doing, listen, I got to ease into it, dude. I've never done yoga in my life. Really? I've been into it a week now. At least I'm doing it.
Okay. Yeah, and Art, you're the person that, like, somebody tries something new and then you kick them in the face. Give him a break.
I will. Okay, that's fine. That's great. Is it helping?
Looking at you, Art, you don't look like the yogi master, okay?
Yeah. I did take yoga for 2 years.
Of course you did. Let's not try it, little tub.
It's working. Right now, it's like we're doing it before bed, so it's more of like a relaxation one, because we're still working out in other ways. But I haven't done like a high intensity or like one of those, because there's some tough ones for sure. I see Vanessa, my wife, in the living room sometimes just sweating like crazy and just going, getting after it. But we're doing more, relaxing ones. Alyssa, our daughter, she has picked up baking, and she's getting quite good. So she made Saturday morning, she made crepes, and then last night she made Nutella brownies, and they were not magic brownies, just regular brownies. But they had to tell it. I mean, oh my goodness, I ate like four pieces. How about you, Greg? Are you doing anything new? Any new skills or hobbies?
I'm getting back to the Espanol. And in fact, I put it on my calendar this week. I have Rosetta Stone, and I never use it. I paid for it for, you know, you can pay like lifetime, whatever that fee is. And I paid for it. I have it, and I just am not using it. So I'm putting it on my calendar, scheduling it in every day. So I'm going to start doing at least 30-minute Spanish classes every single day. And Rosetta Stone, if you have it, they now, for the quarantine, opened up all 24 of their languages, even if you just have paid for one. So I can learn them all now. I'm gonna come back speaking everything.
Nice. Yeah, for $50,000, you can learn every single language.
No, it's free. No, if you paid for the one,
yeah, is it
you get
still,
all
how
of
much
them.
Is it for one? Is it Rosetta Stone hell expensive?
I bought this so long ago, I don't even remember what it was. But, I mean, I have it. I need to use it. I need to speak Spanish.
There's some text coming in. People are learning an instrument, taking college courses online, going back to school. Nice, nice. Researching my family tree, says Susan. So what, just were you doing the Ancestry.com? Isn't that one of those?
Man, that'll put you down a rabbit hole. It's so crazy. I did it
yeah,
once.
I don't, yeah. Listen, I am German. I don't want to know what's in my past, okay? My ancestors aren't amazing people. I'm quite sure of it. I have no desire to know what they have done in the past.
I love the learning to garden and grow your own vegetables. I mean, hey, I figure now's the time, right? So I stay out of that grocery store. If you can grow your own produce, that's amazing.
Abraham says that he's doing push-ups four times a day. He's going to be
nice.
Buff when he comes out of this.
Yeah, good for you. Producer Art, you doing anything new with the house?
Not really. I'm just watching a lot of trashy TV. Bridget is picking up all sorts of new hobbies. She's doing the whole baking thing. She made homemade Reese's peanut butter cups.
What?
They were so good. It was amazing. You should check out that recipe. Like, I don't know, find it on Google or something. But
thanks. Okay,
I'll bettering it. Herself. I am worsening myself.
Yeah. Well, you know what I saw this morning? If you have two drinks at all times, you can't touch your face. So if you have a drink in each hand, at least you won't be touching your
there
face.
You go, playing Edward 40 hands.
Yeah. I just feel like
Edward 40 hands. Yes.
I just feel like the next time I see Art and Benny, you guys are going to be like so fat.
For sure.
So humongous.
Yep.
No, I got a killer workout in yesterday. It's my one day a week. I worked out like crazy yesterday.
And then
followed by yoga.
Yeah, and then followed by seven of those Nutella brownies.
Yeah, four. But yeah, I did have a lot of those. All right, your 630 Dirty's on the way. Tiger King fans, rejoice. We have a new episode coming our way. One more episode to Tiger King, and it's coming sooner than later. We'll tell you about it next in your 630 Dirty on Big Bay Mornings.
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
The government is warning people that the next 2 weeks are extremely important. And they quote, "This is the moment to not be going to the grocery store and not going to the pharmacy." Obviously, I know some of us have to do those things, and our workers still have to show up and be there at the grocery stores and the Instacart and these other, you know, companies that need to be there. But they are saying try to stay out as much as possible. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying that, you know, it's likely that coronavirus will be a seasonal occurrence like the flu, but hopefully in the future we'll be more prepared for it.
But these are definitely the 2 weeks they're saying. If you can stay home the entire time, do it.
A tiger at New York City's Bronx Zoo is the first known tiger to test positive for coronavirus. The 4-year-old female tiger, along with five other lions and tigers at the zoo, developed respiratory symptoms, and this one tiger did test positive. And they think that the tiger was infected by an asymptomatic zoo employee.
My God, that is not good.
It's not good at all. Amazon is planning to delay its annual summer shopping event, Prime Day, until at least August. It usually takes place in July, but they are going to push that back to August this year. And those are some of your Monday morning headlines.
Sassy Sports.
All right, well, Floyd Mayweather's daughter, Ayana, showed this weekend that she's just as violent and stupid as he is when she was arrested for stabbing a woman who was at her fiancé's house, rapper NBA Youngboy. You listen to that, Benny? Youngboy?
No.
Well, the victim and NBA Youngboy were at his home when Ayana arrived. So they're not sheltering in place, obviously. She told the woman to leave. There was a fight that moved into the kitchen. Ayana grabbed not one, but two knives and stabbed the victim. Yes, stabbed the victim one time with each knife. Youngboy. I mean, he's okay looking, and you know I love a neck tattoo, but I don't think I would stab somebody over him. I mean, they need to calm down. But I guess he must be good at what he does, because you know that Catch Me Outside girl? She tattooed his name on her, so I guess he's got something. I mean, we got one girl tattooing his name, another girl stabbing, you know, other chicks over him. He must have something. And it's been a rough few weeks for Steph Curry. Last week, he admitted his frustrating five-hour struggle of putting together a basketball hoop. And then this weekend, he hopped on Instagram Live with his former teammate, JaVale McGee. And he was talking about how his daughter, Riley, who is in second grade, dissed his teaching abilities.
Then after the class is over, I'm the one that's got to sit there and dish out the paper and all the materials so that she got to sit there and do it.
So, oh, wow. So you're a teacher's assistant, basically.
I'm absolutely, yeah. And basically, like a star rating, she told my mom today, she said, I'm a 3-star teacher. I said, dang. That's cold.
The disrespect.
That's so cold-blooded. I'm investing into your future, young lady.
At least he's trying. A for effort.
At least he's trying, but he's getting no love right now. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
So it looks like we're getting another Tiger King episode.
Yes.
According to Jeff Lowe, the guy who took over, or more like stole the zoo from Joe Exotic, he said Netflix is releasing one more episode in the next week or so. No word on whether it's like a reunion special or a follow-up episode, but be on the lookout for that.
What do you mean reunion? What, they going to sit there like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and fight with each other?
Exactly. And speaking of Tiger King, Joe Exotic's first husband, John, the no shirt, no teeth guy, he said if there's ever a movie that comes out about Tiger King, he wants Channing Tatum or Shia LaBeouf to play him. That's who he thinks would be the best to represent him, portray him.
What they supposed to do, get ugly and knock their teeth out? Like, that's not going to work.
And today is the launch of Quibi, the new streaming platform for mobile devices. Remember, this is the one with all episodes of all shows are either 10 minutes or less. They are offering a 90-day free trial for their shows. And this could be promising. The executive producers behind The Office are developing a new workplace comedy all about working from home. No other details available quite yet, but that could be on the way.
I was going to say, I think then there's going to be a lot of alcohol involved in that because everybody is drinking while they're working from home, I think.
This is true.